We've recently discovered this story of a Swedish couple who refused to let anyone know the sex of their 2-year-old child.
Yes, it's bizarre, I thought. I mean, what? Why, Jackie?
The idea is that they don't want it to be forced into a specific gender mold, as it were. They say that as soon as people know whether a child is a boy or a girl, they react differently. Do you think that's the case?
Well, yes, but I mean, it's society.
But the thing is that the gender, I mean, like, sex is the physical thing, the biological reference, right? But gender is the social thing, the cultural
Oh,
thing.
really? Oh, is it? Oh, I
Yeah.
didn't know there's.
There's a slight difference
Okay.
in gender issues. They're talking about how men and women are expected to behave,
Okay.
which is different in different societies.
Sure.
Now, you have a sister, Richard, don't you?
Yes.
Do you remember when you were children, getting different kinds of presents to her because you were a boy and she was a girl?
I'm not sure how young I was when things got different, but obviously, as a young boy, obviously, soldiers, guns, mechanical toys, those sort of things were the ones that I got, and my sister got dolls and all those sort of things. But I don't know when
Yes.
it started.
It's interesting because I remember my brother getting Meccano sets, those little mechanical
Like Lego, things like
Lego
that,
and things
putting
like
things
that.
together, making
Yes,
stuff.
yes. I remember him getting those presents and me desperately wishing that I had those presents as
Oh,
well.
really? And you
Yeah.
couldn't say that to your
Oh,
parents?
I suppose as a child I just thought those things and didn't say them. But I think more when we were a little bit older, when we were teenagers, I remember being really angry when I discovered that my father had been given my brother driving lessons
Right.
because he's a year younger than me, and my father didn't offer to give me driving lessons.
Ah.
And I can't remember many more examples, but I do quite often remember saying, "That's because he's a boy," and feeling very frustrated by that.
Yes, I don't think, yes, it's in those days, I think parents, you could say they're prejudiced, weren't they? But I think it's not so much the case, at least in Western Europe nowadays, anyway.